One more for you before I call it a night here on the program. Before we get to that, your weekly reminder that the Super Tuesday lineup rolls on this evening, immediately following Hard Stuff at 7 p.m. We got the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash taking you to the 9 o'clock hour. And then closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11 p.m., it's the What's Happening program hosted by the newly returning from vacation, Matt Clark, and the What's Happening stalwart, Mike Sin. So be sure to keep your streams locked in all night long for the rest of tonight's fantastic Super Tuesday lineup. For tonight's final song, we're going to hear one more from Rush, once again saluting them as they embark on their first tour in 11 years. We're going to hear another one off of 1977's Farewell to Kings, since it is my favorite Rush album of that era. We're going to close out tonight's program with Cinderella Man. Once again, you've been listening to Hard Stuff. I've been Frank in Queens. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday, with another installment of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. And we'll see you soon.
some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. And right now, it's time to take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams.
Kick out the jams.
Kick out the jams, brother.
Listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
impossible. Now you ain't got a number, you just wanna rumble, and there ain't no way you're gonna go under. Don't wear white. Every day I work hard. At night I spend a restless time. The rich kids and all their lazy money, they can't hold a candle to mine. Tell your mama and your papa, sometimes good guys don't wear white. Chicks are the changing times. White filth and easy living. You can't come close to the love that I've given. To tell your mama and your papa, sometimes good guys don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear.
Comes. Man, it's someone else. Hey, look at that. Just wait and see. Work hard and save my dough. I find a car and then I roll up a show. Give me the girl and we go riding around. We look real sharp with a white top down. I keep her on a dreaming and I'm thinking to myself, when it all comes true, man, wow. Someone else. Hey, look here. Watch out this. Never thought I'd do this before. Woo! But here I am, I'm knocking on her door. My car's out front, but it's all mine. It's a 41 job, not a 59. I got that girl, and I'm thinking to myself, she's sure fine looking, man. Well, she's something else.
Slight mental problems over the years, and this is one of the results of that. The name is just a contradiction in terms, violent and femmes. I don't know if you know what femmes are in New Zealand. But in Milwaukee, it's it means just a guy that's not able to do anything in sports, or not. He's the kind of guy that everyone else picks on.
I was just going to say, it seems incongruous to the music, even though listening to your first album, it's kind of like Beauty meets the Beast. Is that a deliberate formula that you set out to portray?
Well, I think we're, in our music, we're aware of those different aspects of beauty and also ugliness and roughness, and how oftentimes they're the same thing, and how they counteract each other. But it's not so intellectual. You know, I mean, we don't sit down and think about this song and how can we make it a little bit beautiful and how can we make it a little bit ugly and, you know.
Well, you know that I want your loving, but my logic tells me it's never gonna happen. And then my defenses say I didn't want it anyway. But you know, sometimes I'm a liar. Could you ever want me to love you? Could you ever want me to care? Disregard my nervousness. Please ignore my vacant stares. Just what I've been through, it's nothing like where I'm going to. Give me some sign to pursue a promise. And you're unhappy. This is only a guess. Do you know what it's like to hate? It's way down deep inside. Oh God, I hate what's been done to my life. I feel the pain, I feel the night. I would have ruined my salvation. Ruined my mind through your pains. Rulers of the night. Ruin your salvation. Mr. Logic tells me it's never gonna happen. And then my defenses say, well, I don't want it anyway. But you know, sometimes I'm a liar. Could you ever want me to love you? Could you ever want me to care? Disregard my nervousness. Please, please ignore my vacant stares. Just what I've been through. There's nothing like where I'm going to. Give me some sign to pursue. A guess.
Yeah. and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I'm your host, Joey D. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Really appreciate it. Hope you guys are doing well out there, wherever you are. Shout out to Frank and Queens, who you just heard on Hard Stuff, who preceded this show, and Tom Dash, who kicked off another Super Tuesday here on the Rock and Soul stream. Let's talk about what you heard in that first set of Rock and Roll. I started things off with Ween. The first time I'm ever spinning Ween on this program after 4 years. You heard the track, It's Gonna Be a Long Night, taken from the 8th Ween LP, which dropped back in 2003, entitled Quebec. After Ween, we heard OG punk rock from San Francisco with The Avengers and their single We Are The One that dropped back in October 1977. And then we heard a song that was dropped a month after The Avengers single. We heard Wire's 3-Girl Rumba, taken from their debut LP Pink Flag, which dropped in November 1977. A song that now most people associate with the Elastica song Connection, which heavily borrowed that riff in 3-Girl Rumba. After Wire, we heard Minor Threat covering the Standells. Good Guys Don't Wear White, taken from the Salad Days EP, the final EP by Minor Threat, released in July 1985, 2 years after the band broke up. We then heard the Sex Pistols and their cover of the Eddie Cochran song Something Else, taken from the Great Rock and Roll Swindle, with lead vocals by Sid Vicious. That was released as a single 3 weeks after Sid Vicious passed away. A song written by Eddie Cochran, his girlfriend, and Eddie Cochran's brother, Bob, back in 1959. We then heard the Violent Femmes doing Promise from the self-titled Violent Femmes record, 1983. And we closed out that set with another song from 1983, Make the Music Go Bang, from Los Angeles' own X, from More Fun in the New World. X will be one of the headliners, along with the Damned, at next year's Little Steven's Underground Garage Cruise next March. They just had their cruise this past weekend down in Miami with Social Distortion, the Corettes, the Mooney Suzuki, the Black Lips were there, many others. Before I kick off set number two, I want to let you guys know about the Rock and Soul Stream fundraiser meetup happening Sunday, May 3rd, out in Maplewood, New Jersey, from noon to 5 p.m. 10 of us Rock and Soul DJs, including myself, will be spinning records over at the Wheelhouse and Corner Slice. There will be a WFMU merch table and vendors and the star-studded list of DJs that will be there include Frank and Queens, Todophonic Todd, Mike Sin, Matt Clark, Mistress Jessie, Chris Crash, Terry T, RKO, and Stu Rutherford. More guest surprises and specials will be announced as well, so stay tuned for that. If you're in the area, if you're in the New Jersey, New York City area, Sunday, May 3rd. Come on out to Maplewood. Should be a great time. Can't wait for it. Kicking off set number two, we're going to hear a brand new single from Toronto's own, the Get Alongs. They have their second LP coming out on June 19th, entitled Second to None. And this first single is Come On.
Tell it the truth, or is it slider? was the end of her. Yeah, he's gonna kill that girl. Yeah, he's gonna kill that girl. Yeah, he's gonna kill that girl tonight. Yeah, he's gonna kill that girl. Yeah, he's gonna kill that girl. Yeah, he's gonna kill that girl tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, my heart stood still and skipped a beat.
which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. Let's discuss what you heard in that second set of rock and roll. We'll start at the very top. Kick things off with the Get Alongs. They have a brand new single entitled Come On from their upcoming new record entitled Second to None, which drops on June 19th out on Having Fun / We Are Busy Bodies Records. They hail from Toronto. After the Get Alongs, we heard brand new stuff from Black Market Heart. They have a brand new album that drops today entitled What Happens in the Dark, and you heard the title track. Excellent stuff there from Black Market Heart from Los Angeles. We then heard from Viv and the Sect, brand new single from them, Penny Arcade. They hail from Mexico City. That is out on Rogue Records, fantastic label out in France. And then we heard another new single out on Rogue Records from the Deadly Spirits. We heard the track Rattle Queen, which is the B-side to the single Can't Take It. They hail from Sweden. And you can find both Viv and the Sect and the Deadly Spirits digital. And you can order the 7-inch up on the Rogue Records Bandcamp. We then heard from The Christian Family, the track I'll Make You Cry, from the raw and primitive sounds of The Christian Family. The Darts gave us Love Tsunami from their Love Tsunami EP from 2022. The Darts will be starting their U.S. tour in May. They'll be going all over the country, stopping in Asbury Park and Brooklyn in June in this area, the tri-state area, and heading out to Japan in September. After the Darts, we heard the Head Coatees and their take on the Ramones song He's Gonna Kill That Girl, taken from the Man Trap Sessions EP Volume 1, which dropped late last year. And then we heard from Ramones, You Should Have Never Opened That Door, taken from Leave Home. Clash gave us Jail Guitar Doors, and we finished up that second set with the White Stripes, My Doorbell, taken from Get Behind Me, Satan. Well, I got one more song to spin before I pass the reins over to Chris Crash for his show Strong Style coming up next, followed by the one and only Matt Clark and Mike Sin, the 1-2 punch that bring you what's happening each and every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Well, thanks so much, guys, for hanging with me the last hour. Shout out to everyone in the chat. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I'll be with you next Tuesday night. Until then, adios.
Rock and roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
Moody the feminine god.